You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're listening to a new episode of Satter Star, an emo radio show here on X-Ray on Monday nights. And today I'm going to do a theme that I feel like I haven't done in a little while. It's pretty basic, but we're going to do an all vinyl episode. I dug through all of my records earlier today and picked out some things that I want to share on today's episode. Not really a specific theme, but I guess theme for the format that I'm playing the music off of. Yeah, definitely feel like I haven't done this in about a month or two. We're going to start out today with a band from Richmond, Virginia, active in the early 2000s. This band is called Stop It, and this track you're about to hear is called Remove Your Teeth off of their Singular album released in 2003 called Self-Made Maps. So yeah, here's Stop It. Thanks so much for tuning in to Satter Star on X-Ray.
We'll be right back. Take a back. I don't know what to think. You realize. X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satter Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. I'm doing an all vinyl episode today, and you just heard a bunch of emo. Let's see. Starting at the top of the hour, you heard Richmond, Virginia band Stop It. That track was called Remove Your Teeth. After that was Fuel with their track Take Effect, which was a Sarah Kirsch band from the Bay Area. That was off of their 7-inch titled Take Effect, released in 1990. And fun fact, there's actually an active Portland band featuring some friends of the show that is named after that song, Take Effect. They're pretty cool. After that, you heard The Lazarus Plot with the track Asleep Awake off of their The End 7-inch, which has some of the very best emo packaging. It's a 7-inch that is in a way too big like cardboard envelope with a separate envelope stuffed with just like ephemera emo artwork. It's great. After that, you heard Braid with the track Katie Cat off of the Bread the Edible Napkin double LP compilation on No Idea Records, which honestly has a bunch of like very random pop punk and then some extremely hard-hitting emo hits, I guess I would say, including that track by Braid, a very early Braid track. There's also a really good track by Moonranker on that same split as well that I played on the show previously. And before that, you heard, or after that, you heard Basketball by Birthday Boys off of their split with a band called The Fiction, which is a very epic emo song about basketball. They're even screaming Michael Jordan at the end, which is really, really silly. But honestly, that song is really good. And then after that was 1000 Miles by Three Penny Opera, which was a Canadian emo band featuring one member of Shotmaker and many other bands. Off of their 7-inch that they have, that's just a long string of letters and numbers. And then you just heard Steve's song by Julia off of their At the Window Vulnerability 7-inch release in the year 1994, which is a classic. And we're going to play next another track that was also released in 1994 that has a very different sound. We're going to listen to one of my all-time faves. This is Bedhead with the track Bedside Table off of their What Fun Life Was LP. Again, released in 1994, but reissued a few years ago by the Numero Group, and I have the reissue copy of this album. Yeah, so thanks again for tuning in. Here we go. Thank you.
lost We'll be right back.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show on X-Ray. And we got a couple minutes left. I'm doing an all vinyl episode. If you missed the first half of the episode, you just heard the Codan Armada with their track No Has Never Had Three Letters off their split 7-inch with Montcalm. And that's just some classic screamo. They're from Louisville. And before that, you heard William Martyr 17 with their track 4 Years Long off their split 7-inch with Plunger. Then Yage, German screamo band, off of their 10-inch titled The Human Head Too Strong for Itself. That track is called How Much It Is. That song's so good. And then played two tracks from the Israfel compilation released by Ape Records in 1997. You heard Yurik with the track Ode to Myself, and then Serotonin with Multifaceted. Both really great songs. That whole compilation is definitely one of my favorite 90s emo and adjacent music comps, and features some other really great bands like Old Hearts Club, Reversal of Man, and even The Locust, which is crazy. Before that, you heard a very sweet song by a band called The Ivory Coast. That track is called Soledad off their Lake Placid 1986 7-inch. I don't know any other material that band released except for that 7-inch. I just looked them up and saw that they had a ton of other songs and releases, and yeah, I don't know any of it. I just really like that song. And then before that, started off the block with Bedhead with the track Bedside Table. And we are gonna finish up last minute and a half ish with Traluma with their track Telltale Replace. This is a lesser known 90s Chicago emo indie band off of their 7-inch release in 1996. So thanks again for tuning in. Here's Traluma.